ideal righteousness. Amen. Somebody know where I'm going already. Praise God. And then the ideal man could stand for and cover all men who trust him. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, this is what Jesus, in fact, did for us. He came to earth as a man, and he lived a perfect and sinless life. He never broke a law, nor went against God's will, not even once. Praise God. He secured a perfect righteousness for us. In other words, he was the ideal man and the perfect man. Therefore, he did not deserve to die. He deserved to live eternally with God. But guess what? He loved us so much. He loved us so much. Praise God. And not only that, but praise God, not only did he come and he lived a sinless and a perfect life, Jesus died for men.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Attention pastors, ministers, teachers, and ministry leaders in the Leesville, DeRidder, Manny, Alexandria, and surrounding areas. The Vernon Ministerial Association is presenting the Oika de May Mini Bible Conference, Friday, February 21st at 7 p.m. and Saturday, February 22nd at 9 a.m. The Oika de May Conference will be at the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville. And the topics include mission, evangelism, apologetics, word study, and efficacious preaching and teaching. Registration is $25 per person. Pastor Frank Brown is available for pre-registration at 337-424-9669. Dr. Richard Jewell Rose is the president of the Oika de May Bible Institute. Dr. Carl R. Armstead is the president of the Vernon Ministerial Association, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Waste your life and your youth without the Lord. And not only that, young people, life is also very eventful, because some of the happenings of life are good and others are not so good. And what happens to me might not happen to you, but it's safe to say that there are some things that will happen to each and every person in the world. And so in this passage, Solomon mentions some events that will take place in the life of every person in this room, and even those who perhaps may be listening by radio. But before we move into the text, let me define the meaning of youth. Youth is talking about the time of life when one is young, the period between childhood and maturity. It's talking about the early period of existence, growth, or development, which only lasts for a little while. And so let me ask you, will you waste the days of your youth with useless, unproductive living? Or will you prepare for life by serving the Lord and preparing for your future, because your youthfulness won't last always? And so again, I say, like the sand through the hourglass, so are the days of your youth. And so in the text, Solomon asked the question. He began by saying, remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth. while the evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. Because it's very easy to waste your youth and use up your time without doing anything important, and especially without having Christ in your life. Because to you, again, I said, look like you have a whole lot of time. Now, in one sense, your life perhaps has been going well. You've been seeing your power and strength increase year by year as you move from childhood toward full adulthood. Every year you get a little smarter, especially as you move forward, and some have decided to go to college. Perhaps others have decided to enter the armed forces, while still others decided after school to take on a job. Because year after year, you've been getting physically strong. Every year, you become less dependent on your parents and more able to do things for yourself and decide for yourself. Now, perhaps some of you haven't reached that time yet, but you've been thinking about the time when you'll be on your own, and you'll be your own man and your own woman, and you're going to do whatever you want to do and not what somebody tell you to do. And so maybe you say or think time is on your side. And perhaps you've been thinking about it, when I get grown, I can go ahead on having a good time. And I can go to all the parties and dances and beaches or wherever and don't have to answer to anybody. But now the flaw in your plan is that you're planning on just living a while and enjoying your youth, and perhaps somewhere in your life, maybe you will come to Christ. While others are planning on getting a good education, a good job, making lots of money, owning your own place, and all that's well and good. But you left the most important part out of your life, because your focus is just on success and this life alone. But what will happen when you die? And that's why Jesus declares in Matthew 16 and 26, for what does it profit a person to gain the whole world and lose their own soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for their soul? Because death isn't the end of us. You know, sometimes you hear that little somebody talking about when you're dead, you're done. But I've stopped by to tell you, when you're dead, you've just begun. Because it's the beginning of our eternal existence. And there's only two places where we'll be able to spend eternity, and that is either with Christ and eternal joy, peace and joy, or being separated from Christ into eternal damnation. But the choice is yours while you live. Because we can choose right now while we live where we want to spend eternity. But all that ends at death. And so you'll never be as free as you are now to give your life to the Lord. You will never have the same level of opportunity to know God as you do now. Note the text tells us, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Why is this? He said, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. What does it mean by the evil days? Young people, that means that soon time will all of a sudden begin to turn on you. Later in life will come the evil days when you won't have the kind of pleasures that you perhaps are enjoying now. Soon the evil days will come upon you, meaning very soon your body will begin to run down physically. Right now your body may be in good shape. But after you reach age 25, certainly after age 30, your body begins to weaken. You won't be able to do everything you can do now physically. And as you get older, you'll have some aches and your pains. Just ask me. And you'll be weaker until you become sick, and one day you will die. But we all... know that even the best athlete has to stop playing professional football or basketball soon, because usually after the age of 35 and certainly after the age of 40, their bodies are just not the same. And so let's face it, you won't get stronger and stronger every year until you die, because even the strongest of us will become weaker. And all of us one day will die. And death comes much more quicker than we can imagine. That's why Solomon tells us, especially young people, to remember now your Creator in the days of your youth before the evil days draw nigh. And let me say to us that everybody don't live to be old. When we go out into the graveyard, there are a whole lot of little short graves also. Are y'all here with me? However, many of you today may have plans for your life, but you have no time for the Lord. You have no time for becoming a part of a Bible-believing church and get converted and live, amen, a serious Christian life, which is not, I need to tell you, a life of bondage or boring limitations. But on the contrary, the Christian life is a life of true freedom, a life where you are free to do all things, but you have the power to reject and refuse to do things that will bring defeat and failure in your life. And that's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:12, he says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meaning some actions are not sinful in themselves, but they are not appropriate because they can control your life and lead you away from God when your plans take up all of your life and you leave no room for Jesus. Now, some of you may agree that it's a mistake to throw yourself into a life of drugs and partying, illicit sex, but for the wrong reasons, only because it will interfere with your plans for life. In other words, your only reason for not getting drunk or high or something like that is because it might interfere with your plans of getting a good education, perhaps making a lot of money, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you leave the Lord out of your life, those reasons become selfish. Yes, you feel good about yourself because you don't do drugs, you're not in the wild parties and the like, because you're planning to do something with your life, but right now you don't have time for the Lord. You don't have time for church. And so you say, perhaps when I get myself together, when the problems in life are fixed, then I may come to church. And I really do want to serve the Lord, but I just don't want to do it right now. And so you waste your time making excuses until you're not young anymore, and perhaps death may catch you unprepared. And that's why the Bible tells us it's appointed unto men once to die, and that men mean everybody. It's generic, and after judgment, and after come the judgment and not salvation. And so the text again says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come. Because remember I told you that different stages of life are not the same. And you will never be as free as you are right now. And you'll never have the same level of opportunity to know the Lord as you do right now. Because young people, you waste your youth and your life by living wrong. For instance, you remember heard about the parable of the lost son in the 15th chapter of Luke. We have a story of a young man who took his inheritance from the father and went out into a far country and began to live a wild life of partying for a little while. But when he ran out of money, he ran out of friends. And then he found himself in a pig pen. But the good news is, I thank God that this young man must have been brought up in the right way, because in that pig pen, he woke up and he came to himself. But what if he hadn't woken up? Well, he probably would have died. He wouldn't have died right then, but he would have lived a miserable, run life for as much of the time that he did live. He would have lived a life without hope of getting out of trouble, and especially, amen, of having a God in his life. And so what happened to many young people is that you go wrong, you waste your youth because you listen to everybody but God and his word. And so you get wild, and in just a few years, you messed up your life, and you can't put it back together again. You waste your years. You waste your opportunities. You waste your life. And yes, it's hard to keep on the straight road when you're young. It's hard to put your nose in the books and work hard and make something of your life. But guess what? It's easy to walk away from Christ and stay away from church and do those things that are not pleasing in his sight. Yes, you might live on until you're old, but you will never fulfill the plans, the hopes, the dreams you had when you were young, because you messed up and lost your way just like anyone else. And I can remember, and many of you know right now, some high school girl maybe could be your friend, who loved people, was smart, good-looking, who loved to participate in the youth activities, loved singing in the youth choir. But one day, perhaps after high school or during high school, she stopped coming to church. And you start seeing her riding around in cars with a bunch of friends. And no, she didn't die that day, but she began wasting her youth just the same on unproductive living, wild parties, and the like. And she found a boyfriend and a little lady. She became pregnant, had a baby, and like thousands of girls before her, the boyfriend is nowhere to be found. Yes, she's alive, but she's not having a good time anymore. Although there's still hope for her, but she's no longer interested in Christ and the church, which is her only hope in life. And again, I say, like the sand through the hourglass, these are the days of your youth. But even more, what about the young man, our young men who start out in church and be doing pretty good, but because of the lure of the world, they walk away from God and the church and went into a life of sin, illegal drugs, fast money, and the like. And for many, they end up in jail and prison and get a record, and some even a kill or die young because of drug abuse and the lack. And some get out of prison, but still their life isn't going anywhere because they're not interested in God or the church anymore. And not to mention the young man who finished school, go off to college, get a degree, and for some reason, because life seemed to be going his way, all of a sudden they outgrow the Lord like a child outgrow Santa Claus. And as a matter of fact, some have concluded that there is no God, and Jesus is the white man God that he uses to keep us in bondage. But the Bible says, according to Psalm 14:1, only the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And that's why I want to say to the parents, as parents, according to Proverbs 22:6, we are to train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart. Yes, he may stray, but like the prodigal son, since he has a foundation, when he come to himself, he'll make his way back to the Lord. But now I need to tell us, you can't direct them on to the right path when by sending them to church and you stay home, because if the path is good for him to walk, it should be good enough for you to walk in. And again, I say, like the sand, Lord have mercy, through the hourglass, so are the days of your youth. And so, young people, don't waste your youth and your life on useless, unproductive living, because your youth as well as your life can be gone in a flash. And if you don't have the Lord in your life when you die, you will end up being separated from God and all of his goodness for all eternity. And so Solomon tells the young people, And he tells us all in verse 6 and 7 to remember your Creator before the silver cord snaps and the golden bowl is broken. He said, don't wait until the water jar is smashed at the spring and the pulley is broken at the well. He said, for then the dust will return to the earth and the spirit will return to God who gave it. In other words, death is pictured here as the irreversible shattering of a golden bowl when cut off from the silver cord and the similar smashing of a pitcher. Now the silver cord, the golden bowl, the water jar, and the pulley symbolize life's fragility. Point is how easily death comes and how swiftly and unexpectedly we may return to the dust from whence we came. And so as I try to move to the close, all Solomon is saying, and all I'm trying to convey to you this morning is that life without God can produce bitterness, loneliness, and hopelessness in our old age. Now, you might not feel that way while you're young and full of youth and strength. But I tell you, old age will bring about a change. And when you look back, yes, Lord, and look back over your life and realize how you wasted your youth and all of your young life on meaningless, self-defeating things. And you realize that if God had been in your life, things would have been richer, things would have been better. And when you were faced with disabilities, sickness, or handicaps, you'd be able to bear them because the Lord is in your life. Yes, being young can be exciting, but the excitement of youth can become a barrier to the closeness with God, to our closeness with God, if you keep your focus only on passing pleasures instead of eternal values. Because again, I say, as that old soap opera like the sands through the hourglass, so are the days of your life. Young people, these are the days of your youth. And so no matter where you go or how successful you become in life, you need to keep the Lord at the center of your life. Because he and he alone is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And that's why Jesus declared in John 10:10, he said, the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And so the text said, remember now the Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult or evil days come and the years draw nigh, when you say, I have no pleasure in them. But even if you've wasted youth, I need to tell you there's still some hope. Because we read in 2 Peter 3:9 that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, and he's not willing that any should perish, whether you're young or old. But that's all you got to do if you want to have a new start, if you want your life to turn around, is to come to the Lord in repentance and faith. And that's why the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting in life. And you know, greater love has no man than this, than a man will lay down his life for a friend. And so he who knew no sin became sin for us. When he died out on that old rugged cross, that we might live. But I'm so glad that the story didn't end on Calvary, because bright early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with all power and heaven and earth in his hands. It's because he lives I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. And one of these old days, when this life is over, I want to hear his welcome voice say, servant, well done. You've been faithful over a few things, so just come on up just a little bit higher. Now, if you want to meet me there, but you don't know how, yes, Lord, all you got to do this morning is confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. To the backslider who walked away from the Lord, the Bible says, 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and you'll be restored back into the fellowship. Ain't God all right? Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? Won't he make a way out of no way? Yes, he will. If your life is messed up, he is able to fix it up. I know he will, because one day I was messed up, and the Lord, he lifted me up. The Lord, he cleaned me up. The Lord, he straightened out my path. Yeah, Lord, every now and then I still go through some things, but that's all right. He walked with me, and he talked with me, and he tells me that I am his own. Ain't God all right? Don't fool me now. If you know he's all right, let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult or evil days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Solomon concludes this whole matter by saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is man's all. Young people, these are the days of youth. Don't waste it. God has a purpose for you, and you need to prepare yourself. To the little ones, you don't have too much to worry about. You don't have to pay no rent, buy no food. All you got to do is sleep and watch TV and go to school. But some of us don't want to do that. But there will come a time when mama won't be there no more. Daddy won't be there no more. And you're going to step out there on your own. And if you're not prepared, it's going to be rough. Even when you prepare, sometimes it still get a little rough. But that's all right. When God is in you, when you have the Lord on your side, he promised never to leave you nor forsake you. And I tell you, no matter what you go through, he's able to see you through. At this time, we extend the invitation. Perhaps there's somebody who would like to get on the Lord's side. At this time, we say to you, whosoever will, let them come. You may come by letter, candidate for baptism, or through Christian Experience, and even through Watch Care, this is your time. The Lord tells us that we need to come now while we still have a chance. As I told you, when death catches us, all of our chances end. But the Lord gives us a chance now. If you're backslidden, you've fallen away, and you want to be restored, this is your time. You can come. He said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.